This Premier League preview is taken from The Punt. Listen to the whole podcast at audioboom.com.
Cole, balling against Newcastle a few weeks ago, got a point at City and then beat Villa. QPR, of course, picked up the first points of the season away from home in their victory at Sunderland. Chris Ramsey now in charge, of course. I've written down on my notes here, Lee, I have no opinion and underlined it. Do you?
Yeah, I have got a bit of an opinion. If you're going to back QPR, you're kind of going on the buses theory, aren't you? Where, you wait for ages for that away win and suddenly two come along at once. I mean, they were a little bit flattered by that 2-0 at Sunderland. Sunderland had all sorts of chances and really should have scored, in my opinion. So, that's the first clean sheet they've kept at home away from home all season. I'm not sure they'll do that again. Hull are a tricky team to pick, to be honest with you. I mean, like, you just... You know, they lose 3-0 at home to Newcastle, then almost beat City, then beat Villa fairly comfortably. I think both teams to score, it will land here. I think QPR know they have to go for it. You know, they're out of the relegation zone, but they have to win their away games because it's, you know, these are all the easy games coming up away from home. You know, Hull, Palace, West Brom, Villa. You know, these are the winnable ones that they must win to stay in the Premier League for me, because the home fixtures, as we've said time and time again, are torrid. The home fixtures are Arsenal, Tottenham, Everton, Chelsea. Coming up and finishing with Newcastle and West Ham. I like the fact that I think Charlie Austin's due to start in this game. He's got half of their goals all season. So on the goal scorers, I'll look at Charlie Austin to score at any time. He's priced up at 19 to 10, which is a big price for someone who will be, you know, the focal point of their attack. If you fancy the QPR win, Charlie Austin to score in a QPR win is 6 to 1 on the headline offer, but I'll just play him to get back on the scoring with his return to the team. 19 to 10.
Okay. Derek, what do you think?
Well, the banker bet in this is to be last on match of the day, except that he might not show it at all. It's such a stinker. QPR 11-4, it's just screaming out to me. Hull are awful. Possibly obtaining form given what's happening recently. 1-1 draw at Man City, where did that come from? And then a 2-0 win at Villa, we know where that came from. Villa were the opponents. But QPR, that was a great result for them against Sunderland. Okay, they rode their luck a little bit. But, you know what? I just think they're overpriced. I do. I think Harry Redknapp going might be the catalyst for them to climb the table. I think there's a big discrepancy in prices here. To be honest, I'm surprised QPR are over 2-1, 9-4, 11-4 is too big. Basically, I'm going to go for nearly 3-1 away from home to win at Hull. Come on, you've got to back that.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.